Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of 3 Minutes to Midnight. My name is Lori Alexander, and I'm joined tonight by Robbie D.
Hi.
Hey, Robbie, what's up?
Yeah, it's that time again. Well, yeah, it's great to be back again under the present circumstances.
We also have in the chat room Factions of Freedom, EJ Clinton. Hey, EJ.
Salutations, team. How are we all doing this evening?
We're doing good, good, good. I want to thank you. You're going to be running the screen share for us tonight. I appreciate that tremendously. We also have in on the panel, we have Marte. Hey, brother.
Hello, ma'am. Hello, everybody. Doing good. I hope everybody tonight pays very close attention to things that are said. Research, as we always say.
That's right. And we have from the Hebrew Tribes channel here on YouTube and one of our very treasured contributors to the Underground Resistance Network, we have GE. Hey, GE.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Hope y'all having a blessed one.
Great. So we are joined tonight. We decided to hold off on doing a live show until we absolutely had to, and we put it off until the very last moment. It looks like we have a category four at the moment, and heading towards the Florida Peninsula here in the United States. We've been watching this storm come. It's been like a bullet. We've had days to watch it come at us. And unfortunately, people have watched this bullet come at them and have chosen not to get out of its way. So we just want to start out the show by putting our thoughts and our prayers, especially to these people that have decided to stay in harm's way. I'm very thankful for everybody. If you've been following my Facebook page, my daughter got out safe on Thursday. My son and he left on Thursday morning to go get my daughter. Was it Wednesday? I can't remember now. What day was it, Robbie? Wednesday he left? No, Thursday. Gosh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I saw that unfolding on your page. He left Wednesday morning.
Wednesday at noon, he left New Orleans to go pick her up in Miami. And then they turned around and came back. And so she is safe, and I want to thank everybody that sent their prayers and their messages and everything. So a pretty intense storm coming towards the United States. What do you guys want to – how do you guys want to start out about this?
I think we should talk about the devastation of Hurricane Harvey so we can set a foundation and then jump into Hurricane Irma.
So, EJ, you are our Harvey guy here. Give us a little background, because we're just reeling from Harvey. Harvey was just on the,
The 28th, the 29th, and the 30th.
29th. Yeah. So why don't we start with that? Go ahead.
My whole thing with looking at Hurricane Harvey, there's a lot of nuclear stuff involved, a lot of chemicals involved. There's a lot of devastation going on in Houston with that. One thing that we'll get into later on in the show.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Can you guys hear me?
I can. Yeah. We're having a problem with Robbie. Go ahead. Keep going.
One of the things we'll get into later on in the show is like what's actually going on in these camps, how they're treating like survivors, how they said that, you know, if you show up to some of these shelters, you will get arrested if you have a warrant out, how they're not allowing some people into them. And even in, you know, the idea that they're kind of forcing people to go to these shelters because of all the things that are going on there. So there's chemicals, there's social instability. There's all going on with Hurricane Harvey, and Houston triple or even double with Hurricane Irma.
Right, exactly. And we know that There's been some speculation as to what's happening in Texas right now, and it just—I mean, we don't want to sugarcoat, or we don't not sugarcoat, but we don't want to ignore the fact that we still have that devastation going on in Texas. There's people that are still in shelters there. There's you know, the FEMA and the Red Cross are both Texas taking care, quote, of the people, the displaced residents down there.
And well, this is what's crazy is some of the people, apparently FEMA's going broke, and this is why they can't find, air quotes, locations and destinations for some of the people that they're trying, that have gone to these shelters. That's why whenever you start looking at this stuff like the FEMA camps and the Walmarts, they're taking these people from these Walmarts to these FEMA camps that have no destinations. They're basically kidnapping these people and don't have a place to take them. That's only because of lack of funding and because there's no real direction in this organization. So there's a lot of sketchy stuff going on with just FEMA itself. And then when you get inside of these actual camps, you're hearing how the food's bad. People are throwing up. They're not letting people leave. Like once they come in once, they're not allowed to leave. It's like an event, you know, like they get these bracelets that have all their identification. Yep. Precisely. All their identification information on it. And then it's like rows on rows of people. It is.
Yep.
It's everything we were told in those New World Order Illuminati conspiracy YouTube videos. There's no other way to say it.
Oh, yeah. And there's also a video surfaced of there were people in the shelter and they were actually not being fed. There was food. There was food there.
Yep.
They were feeding the sheriffs. They were feeding them. And they were eating steak. Yeah. But the people that were there, they were not eating any food because they were not allowed.
And they had to protest. They had to protest to literally get better quality food because, like I said, people were throwing up. And to jump back on the showers issue, they're saying that the showers are unsanitary. And even whenever they do have showers in there, the police are in there to watch people shower. It's like, what? And on top of that, you're being monitored by like police on guard railings above and around the area. It is crazy. It is like a concentration camp. That's what the people that are in there are saying. They don't really feel as though they're being treated well. You wouldn't. I mean, you're just in a camp. You're in a holding cell that basically that doesn't have any money going into it. So the people aren't being paid. They start to begin to question, why are they even there?
Wait a minute. I hold on a second. What do you mean there's no money going into it? There are hundreds of thousands of dollars being pumped into the Red Cross every single day in this country. I mean,
Millions. Listen, they're collecting millions. They are collecting a lot of money.
Do you want me to pull up some articles that's talking about how FEMA's going broke and how Red Cross doesn't know like where some of the money's going?
I was actually being sarcastic when I said that.
I was going to say, oh man, we can jump right into that.
I'm surprised you guys don't know my sarcasm by now.
Oh yeah,
it's just been a long week, I suppose.
Yeah, it's been a long week.
You know, the Red Cross raised $500 million for Haiti. $500 million. That's a half a billion dollars they raised for Haiti. And they built three houses.
Really? I thought it was six.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
So where is that money going, guys? So the money that people are donating to the Red Cross to help out the Harvey victims, where is that money going?
Well, we'll just give you a little indicator. The Red Cross itself as an organization is a Masonic organization, i.e. Knights of Malta. Yeah?
That's right.
If that doesn't, you know, draw any conclusions or anybody that's listening, maybe you need to do a little bit of background research on the Red Cross.
That's right, exactly.
Yes, precisely. This is why whenever all this stuff started happening, you know, people were immediately trying to donate to organizations and to people and whatnot. But I told them that, you know, hold off on your donations, hold off on your money, because we don't really know what's going on with the Red Cross. They're not necessarily on the up and up. They're definitely a very, very sketchy organization, and they will take your money. We don't know where it goes. We don't really see it returned right back to the people. And so that's why anything that has to do with this relief, even FEMA and the Red Cross and the Salvation Army, all these other organizations that are put there, air quotes, for the continuity of government, COG, trying to, air quotes, provide relief, they don't really do that. They don't do that. They're literally there to enforce order that's no longer capable of being uplifted, upheld. And so there's all kinds of social problems that are going to come with that, and that's simply because of what they're trying to do. They're trying to co-opt this tragedy to implement these types of things. Like, think about it. Where are all these people going to go? If they don't have homes to go to in Houston, where are all these people going to go? They can't just stay in a shelter. They can't just,
right.
FEMA's not going to find housing for them. They're not going to build up one of these apartment complexes overnight. Where are these people going to go if they're not being detained or kidnapped already, as we've already heard whenever this storm started happening? So there's a lot of stuff at the base of just Hurricane Harvey going into Hurricane Irma and subsequently Hurricane Jose that just shows me so much crazy stuff happening already. I really don't know how to word it.
Now, for those people that appreciate the Red Cross, that haven't looked into it, that have no people that work for Red Cross, remember, these people are low level and they really don't know what's going on. And as we always encourage, do your research. It's more important than you know. Can't rely on low level people that don't really know what's going on, that show up in the generosity of the heart to really try and be a good Samaritan and help people out. Believe that they know where $500 million went. They need to be held accountable, kind of like the Federal Reserve. That's another subject.
That's another show. Exactly. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is, you know, we've gone directly into Harvey, into Irma, and it looks like we're going to go directly into Jose. You know, early models show Jose hitting New York City by the 18th of September. So, and we'll get into those models a little bit later as the show goes on. We'll show you the upcoming models that we have. The projections for this. Now, the last show that Robbie and I that we did, we showed you guys a video of the geoengineering of Hurricane Harvey, and we showed you the cloud seeding. We showed you, you know, that it was pretty much engineered. If you follow our page on Facebook, you'll notice that the last week we have just been bombarding the information out there on geoengineering, giving you guys links, giving you guys proof, massive amounts of information, massive amounts.
We have hit the page. So I'd just like to say at this point, congratulations are in order, Laurie and everybody. We have hit 100,000 people on Facebook on the Underground Resistance Network page. I'd just like to set the record straight. We have not paid for any advertising. We have not paid for any likes. Mm-hmm. Every person on there was either somebody that came by themselves or we invited individually. And I should know, I was the one that individually invited one by one. So in the space of 5 months, we have gained 100,000 people, right? People that want to know the truth. Okay, so. Yeah. Great.
Exactly. And we've been bombarding them with information on the geoengineering this past week and giving you guys updates as far as Irma. Now, a lot of people still are under the impression that, you know, geoengineering is
that's my response.
Well, here's the thing, is the same people that don't believe in geoengineering believe in global warming, if that gives you any indicators as to the type of people that we're talking about here. But, you know, like I said, we've given you more than enough proof that cloud seeding is truthful, weather modification, manipulation, HARP. HARP is a big, big issue when it comes to these storms. We put a video up on the page showing how they put actual water vapor into the air and create clouds.
Lori, yeah. I'm very glad that you brought this up, because this is one of the moments that I was waiting for. And it's a truth bomb to all the listeners. What you have to understand with geoengineering is very simple. And we heard about the government aspect of it, such as HARP, United States Air Force admitting that they do it. You look back in history in Vietnam, you had a scientist saying that they were trying to create monsoons. They see, he actually said they did, and then the news reporter cut him off and said allegedly. But here's the truth bomb. If you are to actually look up in the United States alone, how many companies, private sector companies, are out there for weather modification, there's something that everybody needs to remember. A company only survives if it can provide one of two things or both. That is either a product or a service. And we know that if the product is not good or the service is bad, they don't stay in business. So use some common sense, people. If you have thousands or hundreds, let's say hundreds, we'll keep it a low number, of companies that their specialty is weather modification only. Without providing a product or service, they don't stay in business. And there's proof and patents that you can easily look up that I know that Lori and Robbie and EJ have put up on the board for you to check. This is for the naysayers, for you to look at. But to kill it all, look up how many companies are out there that provide that service. And remember, no company survives unless they can provide a product or service. And see how long some of them companies have been around. You will be astounded.
It's true. It's true. They have a long history. That's why I don't really understand how people can't say that that's the case whenever we see like the long-term history of them doing that. I mean, they put it in movies. They talk about it at all the time, ionizing the atmosphere, using things like HAARP, you know, sending frequencies into the atmosphere so they can create like just that, geostorms. Like I don't understand how people can't realize that that is something that has taken place. I think what's crazier to me is how immediately as soon as this hit, I think people, truth seekers like ourselves, people who are conscious and really aware that these people do have this capability, the military industrial complex and all these kinds of things, we knew that this was geoengineered. This document, I don't know if you guys can see it, it's from the Trans-Pecos Weather Modification Association. It is put up August 24th, and right there they talk about the thermoglacial nature of clouds and how they were trying to help initiate storms, showers and storms. They have all the other things there. I don't know what, you know, what these chemicals are and what happens, you know, if they react in the sky. You know, I'm no climate scientist. I'm no weatherman. But what I'm trying to say is they have these abilities. They are clearly able to, I don't want to say weaponize space, but if they're able to do these types of things, what else? What's the limits to them?
Well, there's no limit to their imagination. But the people that don't believe all this are waiting for CNN to tell them that it's true or it's not true. Now, we don't call people names, but, you know, the elite have got a term for you people that don't believe none of this stuff. They call you useless eaters. Yeah, and that's how they see you, unfortunately. And until you wake up, right, you're not going to believe any of it, you know, unless Fox News puts that on a bulletin alert or a gatekeeper like Joe Rogan or Neil deGrasse Tyson or any of those like people tell you such and such, because that's how you are, you know. And it's just a shame, but, you know, we're going to keep plodding on.
Robbie, they can Google that the United States government got sued for messing with the weather.
Absolutely. So anyway, one of the other reasons that we're doing the show tonight is we've got our great GE here tonight, and he is going to actually equate some of the things that are going on right now with scripture, right? Because it's very important that people need to understand that, you know, the two go part and parcel. They're, you know, mutually exclusive. So I just thought I'd tell you that.
I'm actually very curious to see where this lines up biblically. And this is, if we could, this is something I'd like to get GE and Marty's opinion on later on in the show. Is like, do you guys think it's possible to trigger prophecy? Because if we're talking about them literally having the capabilities to manipulate the weather, but we also see this prophesied, do you think it's possible to trigger prophecy?
Maybe. Well, actually, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about here. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about here. wanted to kind of give a quick like a disclaimer here to my awakened Israelites out there that seem to be against everything. Now, yes, we know that what's coming upon us is definitely the last days. There's a lot of wickedness. There's a lot of signs. There's a lot of things going on, and that we can't shun things that we may not understand. And at the same time, we can't treat everything as is evil. For example, a lot of people wanted to point out, which is very true, that all these storms and things and earthquakes started happening after the solar eclipse. And what mm-hmm. I wanted to point out is that you had a lot of Israelites on my page, especially. I'm going to speak to the Christians, too, because I had this issue with them before in the past as well, is that they were like, oh, don't look at the solar eclipse, and, oh, you're following the ways of the heathen in Jeremiah 10. And it's like, okay, I understand what they're saying, because some people are freaking out. And that's what Jeremiah 10 says when it says, be not dismayed. It's literally saying, don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid of these superstitions. And we know witches were doing covens and things at that time. But it also says that the Most High is going to put signs and things in the moon and in the sun for us to acknowledge and see. Mm-hmm. I mean, it says in Genesis 1. So if there's an eclipse or if there's a shooting star, there's anything out there in the world, and we're observing that, and we're looking at it strictly from a scriptural point, like, okay, like, let's see how this lines up. Like, what does this mean? That's not worshiping it. You know, that's not going like, oh, well, you know, this is what I'm going to follow from now on, whatever goes on in the sky. That's not what we're just observing, for the most part, what the Most High is showing. Now, for the Christians that, you know, that kind of want to discard prophecy, because I had a lot of issues with them a few years back when I started connecting that, okay, hold on. Christ and the Most High are saying that certain things is going to happen in the end time, even dealing with certain areas, certain nations. You know, we go on and on with this stuff. And when I began to present that with the precepts and with everything, the thing that I got is that, you know, a lot of Christians are scared of prophecy. Now, I'm not saying everybody. This isn't all the Israelites. This isn't all the Christians. But it says in Revelation chapter 19 that Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And it also says in 1 Thessalonians to despise not prophecy. So if you don't understand it, or it's just not something you're into, you don't feel like the Most High is leading you to, you know, break down prophecy, because everybody's not meant to do it, and I understand that. But don't shun it. You know what I'm saying? Because this stuff that's happening is very real. So, and actually, like you said, can they trigger it? I would say in a way, yes and no, because the Most High is giving them the power to do what they are doing. Now, do I believe every storm is geoengineered? Absolutely not. But do I believe that every storm has nothing to do with what they're doing? Absolutely not. Because I believe what they're doing is they see these storms happening in the atmosphere. And I've seen the evidence as myself where they're actually, when they see like a storm coming or something, they have planes that will fly up and dip off things in the atmosphere to make the storm mm-hmm. worse or make the storm heavier. So they're just playing their role, but the Most High said that this would happen. I do have some scripture I would like to read about that.
Okay, please do.
So, if I have the floor, I don't want to step on any toes.
Oh, no. Please do.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. Okay, so and I want everybody to ride with me. Everybody that's a follower of Christ, please ride with me as I read through this, okay? We got first help, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10, okay? Because I'm going to break this down. I'm not one of those that is going to give you one part of the story and then hide the other half. I'm going to give you the whole format. So we're going to go into a couple lost books here. I only have a few scriptures, but they should help, hopefully, you know, kind of get the Christians to understand that the prophecies are true and the Hebrews as well, and also get all parts to understand that the Most High has given these ruling powers some powers to do some of these things, and we can't just ignore that.
because whenever he wants to do something, I just want to say this, he uses usually one of three things. He uses a person. He'll use a person to come and tell you something that he'll send a person to maybe enlighten you. Or sometimes he'll use a nation. He'll use an entire nation, like as we went over in the past with Deuteronomy 28 or even the Cyrus the Great, the Persians. He'll use a whole, you know, nation to fulfill something that he said is going to happen. Our number three, he'll use a government. Okay, so this is which is kind of the same as nation, but he'll use that. And the last thing he'll use is he'll use an angel, which we've seen time and time in past in Daniel's and everything. So, and speaking of Daniel, and Daniel said we're in the end times, information will run to and fro, in the end days. So, and we told Daniel to seal up the book. So in 2 Thessalonians, it says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Which y'all listen to that part again. I'm going to read it again. Whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with deceivableness and unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So this is saying if you're not going to receive this truth, you're going to be deceived by these lying wonders. I'm going to go over a couple of these lying wonders because the thing about it is Satan has been doing this. We go back to Exodus when Moses was sent to free the Israelites and he threw his staff down. If anybody knows that scripture, the Pharaoh's people did the same same thing when they threw their staff down and made snakes. But they were using the workings of who? Of the wicked one. Moses wasn't. So you got to have a discernment in this last days to know, okay, is this something that they're riding the coattails of? Are they trying to engineer? Or is it something that the Most High is doing? So it says in Revelations 13 and 14, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. Now for y'all that are unfamiliar, the beast is government, okay? It says, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. So it's saying that that they're going to do miracles by the power of this beast. Y'all don't know with the RFID chips and other technologies, they're saying that it can cure certain ailments such as Parkinson's disease and make the blind see and all this stuff. But we know in scripture, when Christ did it, he didn't use technology. Satan's tool is technology, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He used technology to bring about his kingdom, which we know is the New World Order, which Christ prophesied about 2,000 years ago. So now we're going to go to Christ, which his name is Yeshayah, my Savior in the Hebrew. Okay, we're going to go to Matthew 24 and 24. And if I'm going too fast, y'all, just stop me. Okay. But it says, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it was possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And this is future tense. Also, they shall deceive, if it were possible, that they shall deceive the very elect. But the same thing in 2 Peter 2 and 1. Now, when we look at that, you know, most people know that, you know, we have the Ras and the Krishnas and the Buddhas. We know about all that, but it was saying, when it says great signs and lying wonders, that a lot of people, even especially, I could say, in America, they see patriotism. Is a religion here.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't care how they want to look at it. Patriotism is a religion here. And when the government is putting their hands into these things and making these things happen, when they're poisoning the water and they're doing this and they're doing that, people are going to turn to that same government and say, we need help. The same government that's poisoning them. So they're going to believe in the wonders when they stop poisoning the water and they finally, because the elites don't even eat the same food that we eat, the things that we eat and consume, because, you know, they like Robbie said earlier, they look at us as bottom feeders. So then when they start introducing that and saying, okay, well, now that you put your trust in us and you said that, you know, you've given us everything, you said you want to get the chip here, we're going to start showing you all these things now. This is how we're supposed to operate. We're going to give you this ancient knowledge that we've been harboring, and people are going to believe it. They're going to be deceived. Especially once all the disaster comes and they're going to be saying, hey, well, where's your Christ? Where's your Christ? Where's, you know, where is this second coming? And people are going to be like, you know what? There, people with weak faith are going to be like, you know what? There has been a lot of destruction and I haven't seen a sign of his coming.
and they're going to fall away from the faith. There's going to be, I mean, the falling away is already going on, and it's been going on, and it's going to get worse. So we're going to get into, because I don't want to give all the credit to these powers that be. We're going to see who gave them the power to operate how they operate. We're going to go to Job 9 and 24. It says, the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Because whenever I speak on Jesuits or Freemasons, I would say 8 times out of 10, I get somebody on my post, oh, you're giving too much credit to the enemy. Let's go back to Job 9 and 24. Let me read that again. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. Did they take it? No, it was given unto them. Who gave it to them? The Most High, Ahiah, gave it to them. He gave it to them. And it says again in Deuteronomy 32:21 that he will cause us to be governed by a foolish nation. Now, I don't think any nation is more foolish than our government. That's my opinion. But hey, most people agree with it. It says he covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? So it's basically showing that the Most High is given the world to the hands of the wicked, because the world decided to do wickedly, especially his children that followed the way that he told them is not right. So now we're going to go to 2 Baruch chapter 25. I'm going to get more into the end times, because of prophecies that was given to Baruch and 2 Esdras, they mirror exactly what Christ says. So 2 Baruch chapter 25, verses 3 through 4. It says, when a stupor shall see the inhabitants of the earth, and they shall fall into many tribulations. Because another thing I see Lori going in on, and I've been going in on, is that there's going to be no rapture. Okay, because they got a lot of people thinking that there's going to be one. And it even says in the scripture that you will enter the kingdom through much tribulation. All the disciples did. All of them were killed except for John, which was thrown in jail and had to get shipped away to Patmos, which would be like today, like Guantanamo Bay. That's where John died. So it's going to be a great tribulation. So it says, and they shall fall into many tribulations. And again, when they shall fall into great torment. And it says here, and it will come to pass when they say in their thoughts, by reason of their much tribulation, the Mighty One doth no longer remember the earth. Yes, it will come to pass when they abandon hope, that the time will then awake. So we're saying that this time is going to awake some people, like, hey, the Bible says something about this. The scriptures spoke about this. Others are going to do the opposite. They're going to turn away from the faith. They're going to say, all this tribulation, where's God? Which we already seen those posts this last couple of weeks, where they're showing people trying to survive the storm, or people dying, and they're like, well, where was God here? Where was Christ here? And Christ told us that these things would happen, that this world was going to go through a heavy portion of tribulation before the kingdom comes. We read again in 2 Baruch. I'm going to skip up to chapter 29 and verse 1. And he answered and said unto me, whatever will then befall or befell the whole earth, therefore all who live will experience them. So this whole thing, yes, I believe that the daughter of Babylon, which is America, is going to be destroyed in this upcoming battle. But however, you're still going to go through this tribulation. So you can't leave and let your guard down, or you can't feel like, oh, I'm going to let my guard down now, I know what's going on. No, you got to still keep your guard up, because it says all who live will experience them. Nobody is exempt from this rule, whether you're Israelite or Gentile. I want to make that clear. Matthew 24 and 21, okay? It says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. So do I believe that these storms is that? Not quite. I believe that this is a preview of what we're about to see. This is just a small portion of it, because when it really goes down, they're going to be beheading people, killing people for the witness of Christ. They're going to literally be like, fall down, take the chip, and worship this image. It's going to be a do or die situation. We're going to really see where the rubber meets road here, or who's just posting feel good scriptures and who really has the faith of the Almighty. Now I'm going to read this. This is a verse I've been studying for a while now, but I feel like the Spirit is opened up a form where I can now show you guys this, and hopefully everybody else that's listening or watching, to take this
and really take this into consideration, that the Most High told us these things will happen aforetime. So this foolish nation that's ruling, even though they have a small part in it, he's the one that said that it would happen. He caused the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. Okay, the Alpha and Omega. So his word is going to come to pass. The heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will not. Okay, so we're going to go to 2 Baruch chapter 27. I'm going to read 1 through 13. It's really quick. So most of them are short verses. But I want y'all to really listen toward the end, because he divided the earth into 12 parts. I'm still studying to find out just how long these 12 parts are, but it's interesting. It says, and he answered and said to me, that time is divided into 12 parts, and each part is reserved for its appointed task. In the first part, there shall be the beginning of commotion. In the second part, the slaughtering of the great one. In the third part, the fall of many into death. And in the fourth part, the sending of the sword, which means war. And in the fifth part, famine and the withholding of rain. And in the sixth part, it says the same thing. In the seventh part, earthquakes and terrors. I want you to listen to that again. The seventh part, earthquakes and terrors. And in the eighth part, a multitude of phantoms and the attacks of demons. So this is going to be like, you see people on the corner yelling to themselves, or you see a bunch of hatred and fighting. You see these KKK marches and these government sanctions, which all of these things are government sanctions. You know, yep. they're trying to lead us down the road to a race war. So what they're doing is they're opening portals, I believe, through the news and these networks and social media to show nothing but people fighting, men against women, black against white, Asian against this guy. I mean, it's not just in America. That's what I want people to understand, too. Do your research. This stuff isn't just happening in America. This is happening in Africa. It's happening in Asia. It's happening
Venezuela.
In Venezuela. It's happening in Venezuela. Anywhere you look, this is happening. Where you got one class of people or one nation of people fighting against another nation, which Christ also said, nation against nation. But how they're doing it is they're letting loose through people's emotion these demons. Okay, these demons of hatred, these demons of pride, these demons of haughtiness, self-worth. You name it. Because a lot of these organizations are government sanctioned, from BLM to the KKK to the Masons that run this country. Their mantra is order out of chaos. So they want to create the chaos so they can present you with orders. The problem, reaction, the solution, technical.
Hegelian dialectic.
Exactly. When you see people angry and people on post and people trolling you, I know they say, oh, you're blocking because you can't handle it. No, you're blocking them because those people are trying to get you into a spirit of anger, hatred, and rage. That's what they're trying to
drag you down.
And I've been saying this for years. I know y'all sound like a broken record. Forgive me, but y'all need to do. I'm not saying you guys. I know you guys know, but for those listening, do your research. That the army. I've traced a lot of these trolls back. That a lot of these people are getting hired by army bases and government bases and officials to create social media accounts and go into groups and literally troll. They'll ask a stupid question or they'll ask a inflammatory question, not to try to get truth behind it, but to literally start a discussion that's going to end up in an argument and threats and cursing and violence and get people into that mindset. And they've been doing this for years.
Well, because GE, yep. I mean, we know that that's how they feed. They feed off of our emotions. They feed off of fear. They feed off of stress. So the more emotion that they can get from a person, the more, I mean, they are literally, if you guys, the listeners, if you know anything about vampires, they literally are emotional bloodsuckers. That's how they think.
Psychic.
Oh, my bad, go ahead, Rob.
Like, were they like agent provocateurs? You know, this is how they work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're using them. And the thing about, like you said, about vampires and whatnot, that there's the people on this earth that really do drink blood. They like to drink the person's blood at the height of their
fear
and fear, right? Because they feel like that adrenaline adds to the blood somehow, and they get that same buzz from it. But it's the same thing. So there's going to be spiritual attacks going on in the earth right now. It's deeper than just the physical part.
There's a group of witches that go out every month and they conduct rituals against Trump. Now, I know that sounds silly, but think about it. Think about the magical or supernatural forces already behind Trump. And then you got to think about these witches that are gathering every month, not only here nationally, but globally as well, that are practicing these kinds of techno sorcery laden spells. And it's every month with the same kind of reinforcement. And we might not think it has the same kind of effects, but it's the fact that they're able to influence other people to make these kinds of supernatural, esoteric, and occult decisions. It might seem simple just trying to find Trump, but they could be doing other things. They could have offensive spells, defensive spells. They could have conjuring. There's all kinds of different things that are going on because this is the time that we are in. Spirit cooking was not just a trend. That was a very real thing.
They choose to do it monthly because we know that the moon is on a 28-day schedule. You know, we know that women are on a 28-day schedule. We know that, you know, this is how that they do it. They choose to do it monthly, which only leads us to believe it's because they're doing blood sacrifices.
Yep. Oh, I'm glad you said that. I didn't want to, though.
I stand here trying to figure out how the right way to say it without getting into it. But I think you all understand what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I just wanted to put that out there that, yes, it definitely is a spiritual side. And I know me and my brother Robbie, we do music. And for anybody that's into music, I tell my brothers all the time that they have these stations, MTV, BET, Interscope, Sony, you go to the top building where they actually push the records and have their executive meetings. They have in there a ritual room, a prayer room, I should say, where the witches go in there and they pray over these CDs and tapes of the master. The master is the one that prints out all the other copies. They pray demons into them. And
that's why they call it the master copy.
Exactly. So it's definitely a spiritual.
When anybody makes a music video or a music tape, a record or anything like that, there's always, quote, the master copy.
And for those people who are like listening to this part of the show and they're like, wow, that sounds really crazy. That's kind of fanciful. Look up a gentleman named John Todd.
Exactly.
Industry. And he will talk about it, and then you can go further. You'll start noticing little things that are really, really odd from a lot of your major artists, from Bob Dylan to the Beatles to Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
Whitney Houston. It's crazy.
Right. A lot of these favorite top artists of most people, they literally write their music in which language? Now, which language sounds crazy? I'm going to say this and I'm going to keep on moving, but which language is kind of like slang talk? Like if I say a girl is bad, I'm not saying she's not a good person. I'm saying she looks so good. It's like it's just crazy. Like I'm like, man, she's bad. But it's the same thing in witch doctrine. When they say words like rocking chair or wind or stairway, it has different words than what it means to the average person. This is also what the Masons use. When you become a top level Mason, certain words mean different things. Like if somebody walked up to a regular average Joe on the street and asked them, are you a traveling man? He probably asked him, he probably say, yeah, well, you know, I travel at times. He knows that guy's not a Mason. But if he says, are you a traveling man? And he goes, yes, I am. I just came in from the East. And the other guy's going to respond, I came from the West. Then they know that they're Masons. So it's a different language.
I think they're saying, I hope to meet a widow's son.
There you go. I mean, there's
a widow's son, exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them. But hey, y'all check out these next few verses, because I know y'all been seeing this all day on Facebook. It says, and in the ninth part, the fall of fire. Y'all been seeing these fires everywhere, right? It says, in the tenth part, rape and much oppression. You know, I know it's been even more on the forefront, the things that our women go through in all these different countries. You know, that's finally coming on the scene, the sex trafficking. Come on, y'all. I know y'all know. You know, this Pizzagate stuff is nothing new. But now we're starting to see it, right? It's starting to become more clear. It says in the 11th part, injustice and unchastity. Injustice, you see the injustice. The injustice is at an all-time high, okay? And the unchastity, we already know that's looseness, that's lewdness, that's prostitution, that's sex, that's all of that. But look what it says about in verse 13, it says, and in the 12th part,
disorder arising from a conglomeration of everything which had been previously mentioned. So it's saying in the last part, it's going to be all those things in once. That means the thinning of the sword. That means the slaughtering of the great, the rape and much oppression, the falling of fire, earthquakes and terrors. And it says, for these parts of that time are reserved and will be mixed one with another, and they will minister to each other. For some of these parts will withhold a portion of themselves while taking from others, and some will accomplish their own portion as well as that of others. Hence, those who live on earth in those days will not understand this, that will not understand that this is the end of times. But when you're talking to somebody about this stuff, they're like, yeah, you know, fires happen every year. This happens every year. And they look at the numbers, all this stuff is getting worse. This stuff isn't getting better.
Yep.
This stuff is getting worse and worse and worse every single year.
We got to understand. Fading out.
Yeah.
Ooh, we're losing them.
Yeah, G, you're fading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back in.
Here, y'all just.
EJ,
I definitely agree with them, though.
Can y'all hear me now? What you're showing?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm on the last part here. This is from an article from climatecentral.org. It says the first half of 2000. This is the title of it. I'm not gonna read the whole thing. But it says the first half of 2016 blows away temperature records. This is from climatecontrol.org. It says without climate change, the ratio of daily record highs to daily record lows should be in balance when looking over years and decades. Although there will still be swings to cold and hot years. However, over the last several decades in the U.S., record highs are significantly outpacing record lows, which indicates a long-term and sustained warming trend. So this is where they're getting the global warming thing from, okay? It says if we look in terms of decades, the 2000s and 2010s have seen record highs outweigh record lows by a higher ratio than any other decade in the last century, even with the notoriously hot Dust Bowl era of the 1930s. The number of record highs being set is especially telling because the statistical chance of breaking a record decreases as the length of time records are kept as increases. So we see as time goes on, I mean, in May, my children were wearing jackets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the whole seasons have been, it seems like they're just out of order. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We got blood moons, honey moons. Sometimes you walk outside, it looks like the moon is 30 feet away. The Most High is literally showing us. That's why I'm saying, like, there's going to be no excuse. He's literally showing us that, hey, this world isn't operating right. You know, this is why he sends these signs and these things. Now, are these people that are in power, are they riding on the coattails of that? Absolutely. Because when they see a storm cloud, they go plant stuff in it. And I have some information here. It's called HARP, okay? A lot of people are just now waking up the HARP. And they got to understand that, again, this is one of those technologies that the Most High allowed these elites to have.
Real quick before you jump into that, GE, I was wondering if I could get your opinion on what do you think about people saying this is Nibiru coming in and that we're seeing like the effects of Planet X?
that's kind of part of what Robbie was saying with the gatekeepers. Okay. They've been talking about Nibiru and the asteroid for like almost 20 years now, and we haven't seen any solid proof. I mean, these are the same people telling us this can't give us a picture of the Earth. They can tell us that Nibiru's out there and this is out there and that. It's just basically Nibiru, and this is from my research, is basically part of the gatekeeper code that they have going on that's basically saying that a destruction is coming and we're going to tell you how to prepare because we see it coming. So they're going to trust them when basically these things start occurring more and more and more. And like me and Robbie have talked about a bunch of times, they're going to fake an alien invasion. You know, they're going to do a lot of different things. I believe they're going to fake the return of Christ and all types of things. And they're like, oh, no, that wasn't Nibiru. It was actually this. This is what we were seeing out there. And it's going to be a bunch of madness. Then when Christ does return, they're going to say that that's the enemy. No, this is who we need to fight. That's when they're going to get gathered in the valley of Jehoshaphat and try to fight against this. And as the word says, they're going to be made bird food. So it just the whole thing, I believe, like it's basically just
them trying to put a cap on all this stuff I'm reading out here, that the Most High okay. is going to allow these things to happen. And they're going to be, they're like, okay, people see that this stuff isn't right. So what do we say? Oh, it's Nibiru, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, no.
So it's probably their long-term agenda for the, it's like their long-term agenda for the alien agenda.
Exactly. And what's crazy, okay. and this might blow your mind. Like, I don't know. I don't read other books and texts in order to follow them. I read them in order to expose them. And on one of my videos, I was exposing the false religion of Egyptology. And the Egypt, I found this book. Now, the thing about this book, it has not been substantiated. They really don't know where it came from. They don't know if it was taken from some old scrolls that somebody added something new. But the ancient Egyptians had a similar writing about this. Now, if we get deeper into the scriptures, we know that the fallen ones taught man things that they weren't supposed to know. You know, things about drugs and things about makeup and this and that and spells and witchcraft. And basically, that's what this book is said to be written from. And it talks about a great destruction that's coming. And it mentions something. I'm not going to say, it doesn't say like Nibiru exactly, but it says something like that. And I believe that it's like I said, it's
Zechariah Sitchin was the one that back in the 70s that started this whole Nibiru thing.
Right. And it's like, seemed like an esoteric thing, you know, it's doesn't really have any foundation in anything. It's basically, just there, the fallen ones, which we know were deceivers from the very, very beginning. But speaking on HAARP, it says that the elite have a system called HAARP, a high frequency active aural research program that is sending billions of watts into the atmosphere. Now, for my people out there that's listening, I want y'all to think about this for a second. When you see them shooting billions of watts into the atmosphere, we can't think that doesn't change anything when they got video and proof of them being able to move clouds around, you know, being able to create storms, like sending seismic waves into the earth in order to try to shift plates. I keep telling everybody that these people aren't just 10 or 30 years ahead of us technology-wise. These people are at least 70 to 80 years ahead of us technology-wise. For anybody saying, gee, Militia, you're crazy, now you're off, go to a site. It's called 2045.com. They literally write out what they're going to do. They literally write it out. 2045.com. Anybody can go there and look it up. Okay. But the method and apparatus for altering the regions in the Earth atmosphere, ionosphere, or magnetosphere, they have a patent for this, ladies and gentlemen. It's US 468-6605A. I'm going to read that again. US 468-6605A. Okay, now again, I do believe that the Most High is allowing them to have this technology, but we have to do what? 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show to make ourselves approved, to be a workman, so we aren't left feeling shameful. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm going to read what it says on this patent. It says, whether modification is possible by, for example, altering upper atmosphere wind patterns or altering solar absorption patterns by constructing one or more plumes of atmospheric particles, which will act as a lens or focusing device. Now, you know, as a kid, have you ever seen one of those shows where the kid puts the magnifying glass over the ant? What happens to the ant? Now the sunlight isn't harmful by itself, but once you put it through that magnifying glass, what happens? So they're moving particles around in the air. We can't think nothing will happen. Like Marty said earlier, they have proof of this. It says, as alluded to earlier, molecular modifications of the atmosphere can take place such that the positive environmental effects can be achieved. Besides actually changing the molecular composition of an atmospheric region, a particular molecule or molecules can be chosen for increased presence. For example, ozone, nitrogen, or concentrations in the atmosphere can be artificially increased. So they're basically telling you they can make artificial weather by using what's already in the atmosphere. Okay. I would advise everybody to look up the NASA Blue Beam Project. This is an artificial 3D enhancement technology. So just imagine, okay, just imagine that they're using these things, that they're going into space and they're putting, or I should say in the atmosphere, and they're putting different molecules and different you know, dropping off salt water or whatever kind of chemical that they're using up there, and then they backdoor and use a blue beam project. People are going to go crazy. They're not going to know what's going on. So I'm going to read again. I'm going to go jump back into the scripts. I got a few more to read. I would like y'all to, you know, because a lot of people don't think that this is written.
Yeah, you're just drifting in and out on the microphone, if you can kind of check that.
And what was that patent number one more time, GE?
That is US.
US 468-6605A.
468-6 what?
Yeah, US 468-6605A.
All right. I'll get that up. All right, please continue.
Okay, I'm going to read Revelations. This is chapter 16, verses 18 through 21. Okay, because now I want to differentiate. So what from my research and from the scriptures, what it looks like they're doing, these powers that be, they're riding the coattails of what the Most High has already put in the atmosphere, and they're adding to it the same way they added GMOs, that they added all these things into what the food is. Doesn't make the food bad, but what they're doing to it is bad. Same thing with the weather. The weather's not bad, but what they're doing to it is bad. So I'm going to now read a differentiation of what the Most High is going to do once he begins to do it directly how he said it was going to be done. Okay, it says, verse 18, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. So there's going to be an earthquake that's going to knock anything out of history. It's coming. It says, and the great city. So this is going to be in a certain area called Mystery Babylon, which we already know is America. But if you don't know, I'd like you to look into it. This is, again, Revelation chapter 16. And the great city was divided into three parts. I know you've seen people posting pictures of the Navy's plan for the U.S. being divided into three parts.
Hold on just a second.
It's all good.
Yeah, Laurie, pull that one up.
Yeah, I'm going to drop it in for you, Ethan.
Yeah, I have it. I'll pull it up here in a second.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, it says, was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before Ahiah to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, like we did on shows before, how this country has treated the children of Israel. They're going to pay for it, okay? And all the wickedness, all the kings that got rich from dealing with his land, selling his sorceries and his witchcrafts, all that's coming back. Okay, I mean, the U.S. has over 600 bases in, like, I think 800 countries or something like that. So it's only like a few countries that this land doesn't have a base in, and there's not a Rothschild bank in. And if you notice, those are countries that this country is always at war with. I don't think that that's a coincidence. It said, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven. Now, we read again on an episode a while ago about the hail that fell in Egypt. How was 100 pounds? Okay, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because the plague of the hail and the plague thereof was exceeding great. So there are going to be large hailstones that's going to be falling, just like it did in Egypt. Those things were 100 pounds apiece. So we're going to read it now in Luke 21 and 36. This is why Christ says this. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Okay. Ahiah, the Most High, which is I am in Hebrew, the I am that I am in Exodus 3 and 14, is the creator, and to him alone goes all honor and all glory. Okay. He sent his son to show the world the proper way to live and the way to operate. If we're not looking at what he said and the prophecies that he gave, we basically give ourselves up to possibly be lost in all this turmoil that's coming, that he wrote in Ezra, that he wrote in Baruch, that he also wrote in the gospel. This is Isaiah 29 and 6. Okay, because the Most High, again, he's telling us these things are going to happen. That's like, he's literally giving us a warning. He says, thou shalt be visited of the Most High of hosts with thunder and with earthquake. We know what happened in Mexico. And great noise with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. I'm read that again. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and with great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. Again, all these things aren't just going on in America. I like my people that's in the States. Please look at other countries. Other countries are going through exactly, the whole world is going through this. I'm not saying that this is, you know, exactly what's talking about in Revelation, because I haven't seen those hailstones yet, but this is a preview, because this day is coming. So saith the Most High. Ecclesiasticus 43:29. It says, the Lord is terrible and very great, and marvelous in his is his power. Because people say, well, why would he do this? Why would he do this? He's telling that this is going to happen. It's up to us to be vigilant when we hear about these storms, not to wait until the day before or 2 days before. When we hear about it and we see how devastating that it is, we got to get it. We got to get out of Dodge, man. You know, people think that they're so tough. You're not tougher than an earthquake, man. You're not tougher than a tornado. Okay, you see these things coming, get out. I'm not gonna call you a coward. Anybody else that does, they're probably they're a little off anyway. You know what I'm saying? But get out of there, because the Most High says he's terrible and a great king over all the earth. So when he judges, he owns the earth. Okay, so Psalm 68:35, David writes again, O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be Ahiah. So he's going to give strength unto his people. The question is, are you his people? And being his people, we know is Israel, but it's also for those proselytes that are joined amongst them. Are you going to listen to what the Messiah said that he said? Are you going to listen to these prophecies that he's given about what's going to happen? Are you going to say, my country's going to be okay, I'm going to stay right here, I'm going to trust in what the government tells me? Because that's what this whole thing is about. This government knows these things are going to come, so that's why they have these plans in place to tell you about Nibiru and this and that, and make you think that they're creating all these storms, which I believe, like I said, they're doing some, but they're going to make you think that the government has complete power over every aspect of your life. So
because they're going to send you, because they're going to send you a delusion that even though they elect, if they could be fooled,
exactly,
will be.
Exactly. So I got two more verses I'm going to read here. Okay. And this is just showing that it's part of the Most High's divine plan that we have to be vigilant. Okay. And also give to your neighbor. Robbie had a good point. Don't give the Red Cross is like, I feel like they're the mafia. I don't know if I used to watch mafia movies back in the day. And the mafia movies, what they would do is they would move on a block. Let's say you have a cleaners. They walk into your cleaners and they come in there with sledgehammers and they just start smashing stuff. And then they stop and they say, hey, you don't want this to happen. You ought to buy some insurance. And insurance is a key word to say you got to pay us off an amount every month and we'll protect you from thieves and robbers. But they're robbing you themselves every month.
Yep.
And that's what Red Cross is doing. I go to Walmart. They're like, you want to donate the Red Cross? I'm like, no. I go to the Dollar General. You want to donate the Red Cross? I'm like, no. So even if you're not donating online or
UNICEF.
Yeah. It's like they're asking you at every store that you go to, are you going to donate to the Red Cross? And I'm like, golly, these guys are some mafia hustlers, man. Like, they getting this money regardless. And none of it's going to the people. None of it. Like I said, like Lord said, they built 3 to 6 houses in Haiti. Haiti got $500 million. Also, people today, now they have PayPal and they have GoFundMe. If you see a family hurting or you want to help somebody, just look up GoFundMe's on YouTube. Go look up GoFundMe's on Facebook and Google. And you can look at these people's profile. They usually have pictures. They got family members. You can verify that the account is authentic. And by all means, if the Most High moves your spirit, give them whatever you can that's not going to put you in a bad spot so that you can help people out. That's what I've been doing. I've been going to people's direct GoFundMe, direct PayPals that I see that are out there in a bad situation, especially with children, and you can give it directly to them. That way they're getting 100% of the proceeds. No, it's not going through any.
Or go to your food kitchen. Go to your food pantry. Donate. Take it right to them. I mean, if you want to donate $100, take it to the food pantry. Give them a check for $100. Believe me, they will go grocery shopping with them and get the supplies that they need.
Right, and there are some really good people, because
this is the question I got, and I'm going to let you guys answer it once I read these two, because I see all these celebrities, one giving $100,000, one giving $50,000, one giving $1 million. And the thing I ask is, like, who are they giving it to? Where is it really going? Is it like a guy video about it a few days ago? He's like, why don't you just go to Home Depot and give
Can I ask you a question, G, real quick?
What's that?
Doesn't the Bible tells us that if we're going to do these things, that we should do them in private?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That if you're going to give, then, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, trying to,
if we tell it publicly, if we publicly, you know, say, hey, I gave $100,000 to this, all that is that is to stroke our ego, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's actually a verse when Christ was actually sitting in the temple, and the woman comes in and throws in the 2 farthings, which equal a penny. And he said, these men have cast it in due to their wealth, but this woman has cast it in her all, even all of her living. That's all she had was those two coins. But those men were casting in large coins just to show, hey, I'm wealthy. Look how much I'm giving. So right. That's what I see a lot of this is. And on the other side of that, who's the money going to? Because when I hear a lot of it and I go look it up, they give it to the Red Cross. I'm like, oh, man, you might as well just kept that. You know, but it's just the whole thing that if you're going to do it, the Bible says to give with the joyful heart.
You're fading out again.
And like you said, that you don't have even if you don't have to have money to give, you know, a lot of us are cooking and eating every day, and usually we have leftovers. You know, see if you can get those placed to those in the city, because I thought it was so rude. My city, Houston, how they do the homeless. I've always thought this, even when I was living there. It's like, when they came down there for the All-Star game, they literally had those homeless removed from the city because they didn't want, same thing that they did in Rio when they had the Olympics. They got the poor people moved out just so that when the cameras come, they don't want to see anything bad, you know. They don't, you know, let them eat cake type of stuff, you know, let them move around. But when the storm is coming, they just got up and left. I mean, I know y'all heard about Joel Osteen. And
oh, yeah.
Who turns around and gives him money? Who turns around and gives him money? But Tyler Perry, this cross-dressing guy that supposedly believes in Christ, is giving a televangelist who doesn't even read the Bible, like $150 million. So if anybody, and I love that you guys are on this, because if anybody ever tells y'all why y'all going against the government, why, you know, we got to pray for Trump, we got to pray for pray for his naked wife to put on some clothes and repent and all this other madness. You know, we got to pray for Obama. I've heard it all, right?
I'd say pray for Haiti.
No, exactly. Pray for Haiti. Pray for the children of Israel. Pray for the proselytes. Pray for those who don't know this truth yet. Pray for that. You know, pray for anybody that the Most High wants to come into this truth. Pray for them. Pray for the people that are out there in Houston right now on their time, taking time off of work, helping people out of a bad situation. Pray for these mothers and these children out there that are hungry or have lost each other. That's who you pray for. Because those are the people that need the prayer. And the Most High will hear a righteous prayer. But this is an easy verse for you to remember when people tell you to pray for the government. It's an easy verse. It's Revelation 17:17. What year are we in? 2017. So it's easy. Revelation 17:17. It said, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. So even though they're doing this with this harp and all this, whose will they're fulfilling? It is because they're going to destroy their own kingdom by doing this. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. So they're going to do the chip. You can't pray against the chip. They're going to do it. They're going to do all this wickedness. They're going to do these abominations. They're going to keep on doing all these things. The things that we got to do is we got to pray against it, and we got to expose it, and we got to help those that need help.
That's help those open up their eyes so they don't take it. Those are the ones. You know, preaching to the ones that already are aware of it is kind of not even, you know, what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be opening up the eyes to the people who are at risk of taking this. These people that are at risk of going to these FEMA camps willingly, that are at risk of solidifying their fate and their from the Most High.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's why I say it makes no sense for us that have the knowledge and wisdom to understand what's going on in this time to get into Facebook groups and Google chats and YouTube comment sections and sitting here and argue with each other about one storm or another storm when we need to be out there educating people that are still hitting up the clubs still. Because I'm going to be real with you because I was wanting to sleep. And what I realized, like what I've been doing lately, is going back to the streets, going back to the hoods, going back to the everyday moms and dads out there, people that's just trying to get groceries. And what I'm realizing is they listen a lot more than the people that are puffed up in knowledge and think they know, oh, this is going on, so let's argue about this little deal. I want to get more stripes on my debate card. No, they're not going to listen. That's going to be unfruitful. You got to go to the people that don't know. Even Christ said, the well don't need a doctor, the sick do, so that they have a chance to hear the truth, because a lot of them are accepting it, because they've already tried it. So I'm going to read one more verse here. This is Daniel 2:21. And he changes the times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. So when he removeth kings and set them up kings, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 32:21. When his children did wickedly, said, you're going to be ruled by foolish people. We are under the most foolish governments in the world, especially the government of the U.S. So these people are here to make it far. If the thing about it is, I hear a lot of another talk about people, oh, let's armor up, let's fight. We don't have any armor that can pierce a tank or an MRAP. That's number one. Number two, the only way for a government, just like a marriage, just like a household, anything else, it has to fall from within. It doesn't fall from the outside. It falls from within. Nobody can come and tell you about a friendship or a relationship or anything that you got going on if you already know, no, I'm cool with this person or I'm good with my wife or my husband. Nobody can make y'all fall apart. Y'all got to fall apart from within. This government's falling apart from within. That's the reason why every year there's almost a shutdown. There's almost this, there's almost that, this debt clock, this debt ceiling, these storms, these pestilences, this nation against nation. These things must happen. Even Christ said, these things must happen. So I just want to, everybody on the line, everybody listening, be vigilant. Be vigilant. See,
there you go.
And one of the biggest tools that they're using, that they're putting in the music, they're putting in the media, they're putting in the TV shows, is hate. You can't hate. There's no reason to hate. You might hate the sin that somebody does, but let me change it up. It's the hate that is generalized. When you don't know somebody, you haven't hung out with somebody, or and you don't know anything about them, and you hate them, or you hate a group. You've been put under a delusion. You can't hate people that you don't know. Yep.
There's a video going about today. It's a Sikh guy. He's running for member of parliament in Canada, right? And a woman comes up to him with a racist rant and says, "When are you going? You're in bed with Sharia law. When are you going to end Sharia law?" Well,
yeah, as far I saw as that.
If I can remember, Sharia law's to do with Islam. She was that ignorant and that racist. She can't,
oh, no.
She can't tell the difference between Sikh and Muslim.
That's exactly where they want to keep us at. Like Marty said, because see, written in scripture, when you're hate, you're literally blinded. You know, you're literally blinded because you won't be able to ever see the truth. And the truth is, a lot of people are not in the know. Like, I praise the higher for this. I'm not bragging on myself or on y'all, but he's allowing us to see these things. He's allowing us to see these things because we, to some extent, we had to put self aside and say, okay, what's the truth regarding this? What's the truth regarding this earth? What's the truth regarding what's going on? And when you look into the whole, the cold hard truth, you realize the most I spend. But if you're dealing with hate or bigotry, or you're dealing with stiff neckedness, and you don't want to, and you just want to believe something that fits your philosophy, then by all means, you're going to fall to that. You're going to fall under the Most High's wrath.
And that's the tools that they use against us. They get you to look at groups and not know anything about the individual people. I can break it down as simple as this. If you hate, but let's
social
say like
engineering.
If you hate, let's make a small group, Samoans. Then if you hate Samoans, you're hating on children too.
Who could ever hate a Samoan?
What did the child do to you? You know what I'm saying? I mean, people need to dial back the hate, and they need to start say this constantly. And this for all the listeners once again. Comes up, and it touches you on an emotional nerve. That's called cognitive dissonance. It doesn't hurt you to spend some time looking it up to find out if what you heard is true. Then you're vetting the information. And you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself. And the stuff from biblical to political to historical to corporations to governments, that is for your own safety. These elites and these evil people rely on your apathy. Your apathy is their number one tool while they distract you with the mean, the shiny, whatever crap. They'll be like, hey, North Korea's getting ready to launch a missile over Japan. Go ahead.
It's also indoctrination.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
As you said about the shiny bubbles.
That's what they want to do. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to basically get those people who are not in the know, and it's kind of like it's like if you don't control your mind, we're going to control it for you. We're going to tell you what to think. It's like at 6 o'clock on the NBC News, and we're going to tell you what to think. And believe it or not, I hate to say this part, but that's what a lot of people do, and there are going to be people that are never going to wake up from that. Like they said,
didn't Albert Pike say it best, that he was going to release the nihilists and the atheists? And create such a cataclysm that people will not know whether they're coming or going.
Now, here's something funny to get back to the original topic, because we were talking about these hurricanes and how biblical scripture ties in with them. Watch what happens with this Hurricane Irma. Watch the immunizations that people are going to be forced to take, like tetanus.
Let me jump on that. Let me jump on that. You're right, Marty, because that's exactly what we're dealing with. This is where this is again what I was talking about with these FEMA camps, these shelters, this military industrial complex. They're literally trying to use this tragedy to co-opt COG, continuity of government. They want to try to use things like vaccines, like these tetanus shots, like these little bracelets, all these RFID chips, whatever kind of devices they have that they're not really telling people when they go into these shelters. They want to do that to try to implement their soft form of martial law. This is what I keep saying. This is the birth pangs of the New World Order. This is all the stuff they're trying to do. So you're right, is what I'm trying to say.
You know, if people just take two steps back. Take 10 steps back and look at things objectively. And then at the same time, we're so focused on what's going on in the United States of America, people have easily forgotten what hasn't been discussed. You know, they're not discussing what's going on in Myanmar. They're not discussing what's going on in Indonesia. They're not discussing. Yep. There's an apathy of all the signs across the world. That's absolutely crazy. 8.4 Richter scale earthquake in Mexico, 6.1 in Japan. All the water leaves Long Island, Bahamas. The west of the United States is on fire.
It's on fire.
Yeah.
It's like burning.
You just brought up a very good point about what's going on in Myanmar, which is Burma. Yuchan San Si, the lady that used to be in, she was a political prisoner for 17 years by the Burmese government. She was very big in the news. She won a Nobel Peace Prize. She was under house arrest for about between 17 and 22 years. She used to speak out against the human rights abuses that were perpetrated by the government. Once she was released, and then she is now the leader of the country with a civilian government. Now she is actually behind the genocide of the Burmese Muslim population. In fact, in 2013, she was actually on a BBC interview, and she actually said these words, that genocide was, maybe genocide was a bit of a strong term to use, right? She is now she is now the bad guy. Now, don't you see that that is a Masonic playbook? As yep. they make heroes into bad guys, and they flip the script. Now, if anybody can't see that, I mean, you really need to start researching and how the Masons really do this stuff. It's more like Masonic ritual humiliation. Yeah, so they've turned the hero into the bad guy, and the bad guy into the hero. You know, just like
the scripture tells us. The scripture tells us good will become bad, bad will become good, sweet will become bitter. I mean, it tells us. It's right there in black and white.
Yeah,
and it's the great inversion.
And that's why people, I mean, over and over again, nobody in this team and panel is saying we know everything. What we've researched and found, and how you need to look it up and vet it for yourself. When you really start doing that, stop looking for people to feed you information. It's great for us to come and discuss it amongst each other as friends. And then we have all of you friends that are out there listening to the show right now. When you get done with the show, like that patent that was given out by GE, you know, get the model and see where that hurricane is supposed to go. Find out what's going on with Red Cross and where the hundreds of millions of dollars are going. And don't be fooled anymore. The time to really be foolish and not seek wisdom is over. It's you can have knowledge and not know anything, not know the truth. I know a lot of people who have a college education and they can't change a tire. If you can't change the tire and figure out what's going on in this world, here, I use a Matrix example for you. You can take the blue pill and go watch a TV show, wake up, and everything is great as long as it doesn't affect your bubble. You start seeking this wisdom, you'll never, ever see the world the same way again.
Nope.
For those that got eyes to see and ears to hear, yeah, use them. Don't lose them. Don't abuse it.
It was a time of ignorance that the Most High winked at, but now he calleth all men to repent. So it's like, you know, we're no longer children tossed to and fro. You know, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I spake as a child, but I became a man.
Yep. And as you became a man, you forgo those childish things.
And I want to say one more thing, because GE touches on a bunch of very good points that are directly out of scripture. And he talks about, you know, the Israelite, the proselyte, you know, and Christians, and, you know, there are 3,200 different factions of Christianity. You got Catholicism, you got all this other stuff. Well, let's simplify it really quick. If you don't know who you are, where you stand, start reading that book and then find out what words mean from that book. They've changed something in that book. Even if you're an atheist, I challenge you to do this. Because when you start seeing how it applies to the real world as we live today, when you start seeing how these hurricanes and these corporations
I would say you're breaking up a little bit.
I am?
Yeah, you were kind of going in and out toward the end.
Yeah, we're all breaking up a little bit. And you, GE.
What I was going to say is, look at this stuff. Look at your countries and your governments. The only side that you should pick is the side of trying to seek wisdom. Because if you seek wisdom, then the truth is going to be given to you. You can't deny truth. You can't deny facts. And no. It's so important, you know. And I know everybody here, we all love everybody. We ain't got no problem with anybody. And we just want people to really start taking the time to look this stuff up and vet it for themselves, because it's important. It's your lives. It's your children's lives.
Yep.
It's your family's lives. And if you don't do that, you do yourself and everybody else a disservice. Mm.
And talking about people's lives, I'd just like to spare a little thought and a prayer for anybody that's in the path of these hurricanes. These are monsters. Irma, right, is 400 miles across, right? They are saying it is a Category 5 +++. Now, we on Facebook have been telling people that there is such thing as a Category 6 or 7. Just because it isn't on the chart doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? So a Category 5 +++ would fall into the realms of a Category 6, yeah? It is devastating, right? And just remember that once Irma has done what it's got to do, right? And Katia, right? And then there is another hurricane forming, so that's four. Five, we've had Harvey, right? So five hurricanes, right? Two earthquakes, we've had a 8.4 in Mexico, and we had a 6.1 in Japan yesterday that didn't even make the news, right? Don't trust the Weather Channel, right? Don't trust Fox News, CNN, NBC, ABC, none of them, because they are not telling you the full picture, right? The best information you're going to get is from social media, because the right people are reporting, right? If you can get out of the path of this Irma or any of the others, do so.
Unfortunately, the point of no return has passed.
Yeah.
Those who are left in southern Florida or in the path of Irma, you guys need to take shelter now. I've been listening to, if you guys have iHeartRadio and you would like to listen to live updates of southern Florida, need to go to it's called iHeartRadio. Hold on a second. I wrote it down. WIOD News Radio on iHeartRadio. In the emergency broadcast system most of the day, advising people to leave the area. As before the show went on, I was listening to it, and they said that there was confirmed two tornadoes had touched down in Cutler Bay. Cutler Bay is just south, a little bit southeast of Miami, north of Homestead, where destroyed. And also Cutler Bay is where my daughter was evacuated from. So two confirmed tornadoes have touched down in Cutler Bay.
Yeah, we have family out in South Carolina, and we just got them out as soon as it started looking like it was going to hit that way. We just started having people fly out over here.
This might be a good actual time, actually. Before the show started, we was actually showing some projections of what was going to go on. Was it the 18th? Was it
Hurricane Jose? Projection.
Yeah, could you pull that up?
So we know Hurricane Jose is right behind Irma. We've been watching Jose forming. If we could get the projections for the 18th August for Jose, if you could do that for us.
It's up here. What's okay. Weird is next week they kind of show like another hurricane or a little tornado, something going along the west coast as well. But yeah, this Hurricane Jose that we see over here on the right-hand side, that definitely kind of travels up along this path of trajectory, but I don't know where these two kind of build up from. So
yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that, but I'm mostly concerned.
We'll watch that.
Jose does at this point, and we are going to emphasize these are very, very, very early projections. Anything over 5 days is not accurate by any chance. But I want you guys to take note that it looks like as of this projection. And this map has been spot on when it comes to Irma, the projections for Irma. But we do see that on the 18th.
Tell her where it is.
We do see Jose hitting New York City, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd just like to also say, everybody, send up a prayer for Puerto Rico and the islands as well. I've seen some, like Robbie said, man, that social media is good factual reporting, and you can see what they're showing you. I mean, they got footage of stuff that's going on out there. Man, my heart goes out to everybody out there in the islands as well.
Puerto Rico has been absolutely devastated. The British Virgin Islands has been destroyed. There are islands out there that have been wiped off the map. They've been blown back into the Stone Age.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to make sure that our prayers go out to those people. And those of you that have decided to stay in Florida, it is now past the point of no return for you guys. You guys need to hunker down. There is a curfew that has been put in place right now for all of the major cities. They do have curfews in place. You are not to be out on the streets. Yeah, we're going to keep you guys updated for sure. What's going on in the next 24 hours. We'll be back, popping back up on the air periodically, this forecast, and to show you the model. We're not going to stay on the air the whole time, only because, I mean, you know, it's a very slow moving storm. If we wrap this up for tonight, we'll probably be back on the air tomorrow morning, probably early, probably 7:30, 8 o'clock ish.
But in the meantime, check the Underground Resistance Network page on Facebook.
Yep.
For constant videos and constant projections from all the news outlets and whatever, any source that we can find. You know, we are not fear-mongering. We are providing information with an insight for you to stay safe, or if you have a chance to get out of the path with days to go, you can do that. You know, we're primarily concerned about your safety. Okay, I know it's scary, but this is how it is, you know.
Exactly. So we're going to wrap this up for now. I want to just thank everybody. We will be back in the air. We're going to be back in the air 10 o'clock. We're going to do 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Eastern Standard Time. So we'll be back on the air then to give you guys updates. I'm going to actually try to get a hold of my ex and see if he can give us an update from Cutler Bay at that time also. So.
Awesome.
But yeah. So if you guys are up and available tomorrow morning, if you guys want to join us, please by all means hop on. I will put the link up in our group chat.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Closing thoughts, guys. What do you got? What else can we say to the people?
Start with GE.
Maybe.
I'd just like to send my heart out to everybody that's in the path of these storms. We're all in prayer, and as soon as I get, you know, some information, I will be looking for those that need help and trying to do everything that I can to try to reach out. I'd just like to say, you know, when you see these things start to happen and storms coming, and like I said, I'm working on something on my site right now as we speak, where I'm going to have a list of things to do if you stay and if you leave. And I'm encouraging the leaving, but most of it's the same. Make sure you have a gallon of water per person per day. Fill up your tubs, fill up your sink. Make sure that you hit that you prepare for these things at least a week in advance. Don't wait till 2 days before or a day before, because I was watching the other day about how people were waiting on flights, and some people were trying to get on ships and leave, and they were basically just stuck, you know. And I hate to see people in a position like that. So I'm going to be monitoring this thing, and Robbie and Laura, I see them on the Facebook. If you don't have them, add them. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have them, add them immediately, or at least follow them. They give out great information when it comes to things like this. And like Robbie said, it's not fear-mongering. It's literally letting you know. Like, Robbie will let you know. I don't know. I'm starting to think, like, Robbie, do you have a connection I don't know about? Like, you know, you're hitting stuff with before the news. I think you got a satellite out there or something.
What? The news? Read the news? I am the news.
That's right.
I'm the news and you're the party.
Very good sources at this point in time, and on top of things, and I couldn't do this without them. That's for darn sure.
We're all praises, man. The Most High has the soldiers on the front line. So we will do everything that we can in our power to try to do it for the people. You know, we are the resistance.
Bingo. Marty, what about you? What can you say, my friend?
Just truly, people, like I said before, when you get information, you hear information, research it, look it up. Don't be asleep. Don't be a sheep. Don't be goyim, cattle, useless breeders and eaters and feeders. And don't hate. You know, that's their number one tool. Because it's simple as this. As long as we're looking at each other, we don't see what's going around us, and we don't pay attention to them. And then they can manipulate us any way that they want to. And then we die or we hurt each other. And when we do this, shows like this, we put the information up, it's not for likes. It's not so people know us. It's not for any of those reasons except to inform you and get you to question the narrative of what you've been told. When we say the prayers are going out, that's real. When we say that we love you, that's real. And information in our time, you know, your time and our time, is the most precious things that we have that we can't get back. So use it wisely after what you've been shown. Nothing but respect for everybody and love for everybody. And prayer. They're up. We need it.
Yeah.
But this is a one unpopular truth.
Oh, yeah. I've been telling people,
you know, what comes after the storm. I don't think a lot of us are really ready for it, but I think this is the time right now. We need to use this time right now. As tragic as everything is, as devastating as everything is, this is also a great opportunity for us to come together and actually figure out what it is that we're doing. This storm is waking people up at an alarming rate. Things are happening at a faster rate. I mean, if you needed any more of an example to buy storable foods, to start preparing yourself, to start, you know, networking in your community, knowing where you're supposed to go when stuff hits the fan instead of running straight to a camp or to a shelter, that's what you need. This is the perfect example. The entire country is going through some kind of upheaval, and we can either look at these signs and take them for what they are, or we can just wait for them to hit us and then be trapped underneath all this chaos. We put this information out there to try to help wake people up so they don't get trapped underneath the chaos. We're here to try to raise the alarms, to be the watchman on the wall, to tell you guys, this is what's going on. This isn't, like GE just said, this is an unpopular opinion, but somebody's got to say it. This is the truth that you're not hearing. This comes from a place of compassion. You think we want to come up here and talk about all these things that sound real depressing and real sad? No, this is the truth. This is why they're hiding it from you. And we talk about it so we can help you guys the way that we wished we were helped.
Absolutely.
Goodness. Robbie.
Wow, what can I say? It's been a really big show. I'd just like to say, Kal Yayadim, Ahaya, Asha, Ahaya, Bayashem, Yeshaya, Wa Kodash, Rakwa. And all praises to the Most High for everybody that's been tuning in tonight. Please don't be given in to fear, you know, just go out there and do the research, you know. But you know, as you can hear in the background, you know, with GE's child playing and Marty's children playing, right, this is about our children as well, right? You know, we need to protect them, but we also need to educate them. We need to show them what is coming, right? Because, you know, we are going to be going for some serious times, but it's some quite wonderful times as well, because we know who's coming, right? We know that Christ is returning, yeah? And, you know, there's going to be nothing greater than that, you know? But at the same time, we need to be sober-minded, and we need to be, you know, harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. And, you know, I feel blessed that I'm, you know, in the fellowship and company of some like-minded people. I've never met any of these people in person, but I know that one day, hopefully, Most High willing, that, you know, we'll be able to all meet up together, and, you know, we can sit back and laugh at this and go, yeah, you know, we played our part and we've done our little bit. And all the people that are listening out there tonight, do your part, yeah? You know, just, you don't have to go out and preach on the streets, yeah? All you need to do is just go and find the people that don't know any of this and just sit down with them at the kitchen table and tell them what's going on, you know, tell them why it's going on, you know, because that's the greatest weapon that you have is the knowledge of the truth. And with that, I'll say thank you.
Everybody, I want to thank everybody on our panel tonight. We've got Marty and GE. We've got Factions of Freedom, EJ. We've got my great co-host, Robbie D. Everybody in the chat room, I want to thank you guys. Thank my moderators. You guys are wonderful, keeping everything going in there. And most of all, we want to thank the viewers, the subscribers. It's you guys. You know, this is why we do it. We do it because you guys want the information that we have. If you don't follow us on Facebook, go on over, take a look. You might enjoy what you see. If you do, give us a like. Share the information out there. We also have the Underground Resistance Network group that we've just started, almost 1,000 people in there. Come on over, give us a send an invite. We'll pull you in. It's our fellowshipping. We talk with you guys one-on-one and we share information. Iron sharpens iron, guys. Do your own due diligence. Study to show thyself approved. And you know what? Cognitive dissonance. If we can do it for just one person each day, imagine what we can do. So with that being said, we will see you back here tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, where we will do live updates. We will not be really talking tomorrow very much. We will just be showing live updates of Hurricane Irma coverage for the most part. So we'll see you back then.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I will be downloading this show and uploading it up to the Underground Resistance page for anybody that wants to listen back over it and play it to anyone.
Right. Just want to do an update, guys. I just got, hold on a second. Hold on. To the Weather Channel, Miami has just lost power.
Oh wow.
So, yeah.
Just that's going to turn into something real fast.
So we want to put our thoughts and our prayers to those people in Southern Florida and everybody in Irma's path, whether you are in Southern, Central, Northern. It looks like it's going to be a monster, guys. So we will be back tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Later.